And so, welcome to another Torment Night. Here we go with a little Lament Blues. Yeah, this show is one of my bad habits, but it's a bad habit I love to engage in. Well, I always like to start off with a little couple of bars from A Lot of Bad Habits. I'm having a little bit of trouble tonight with my connection to Blog Talk Radio. So if I lose the connection, don't feel bad. Right now I got five lines open. 347-945-6713 is the call-in number. Tonight I want to talk about the stimulus, and I want to talk about how newspapers just seem to be disappearing. I really don't care what order that we do them in, but I am just becoming baffled by everything that is going on in Washington, D.C. The government, we're spending money. That's all we do. We seem to be spending money, and nothing seems to be happening. Well, I want everybody out there to know Norm at Night. That's Norm. That's me. Yesterday, I actually was buying things on the stock market. I've started to buy because if it all goes down the tubes, if the bottom's not reached right now, it really isn't going to make much of a difference anyway. So Norm's advice to anybody out there, and please, you know, I'm not one of those, you know, Harvard Business School types or some other fancy named school of business from some big university. Let me tell you something about all those guys. Yeah, they sound all sophisticated and all that other kind of good stuff in their big fancy suits and their perfect ties. Those are the guys that got us in this mess. Why the heck would anybody listen to them? They don't know what they're talking about. And if many of you financial advisor types out there want to give me a call and want to let me know just how wrong and stupid I am, the number's 345-947-6513. And you can get right here on the line with Norm. Now, I say, if you got a little money, buy some mutual funds at the very least. Every chance you get. Let's see if we can't pull this thing out by ourselves. I am really up to my throat with all these pinstripe suit guys telling us how we're going to save the country. I'll tell you how we saved the country. We all saved the country by starting to do stuff. Let them all go broke. Who cares? We've got to start doing stuff ourselves. We got to make our own stimulus. And let me tell you something. We got to start making things. We don't make anything in America anymore. You know, except maybe some cars. We got to start making our own steel again. We got to start making our own soccer balls. We got to start making our own coffee. Well, actually, we do make a lot of coffee. But we got to start charging a dime for it again. Seriously, we've got to start doing something. What do you want to make? Why don't you give me a call? 347-945-6713. Or give me a Skype call or an IM. I think I got both those things open here tonight. Well, you know, what do you know? Remember, if you're a Skyper, you can Skype me at BoogeCon. Oh, wouldn't it be something to get... actually, I'm pretty sure you can use your call feature on Skype to call into the show. I got a West Coast caller who usually does that. Rumor tells me he has his own show. And in fact, when he calls in, we'll switch to the demise of newspapers because... he's actually retired from the newspaper business, and if there's anybody that knows what's going into these newspapers, I guess it would be my buddy from the coast. Uh-oh, something's going on here. Oh, my gosh. Why? Oh, I'm lost track of my own computer here. I don't know who's on Norman. You know, hey, I got my buddy out there in Canada, you know, Democratic DC. Why don't you give us a call? Talk to Norm the left-hander here on the Norm at Night show. I got five lines open. I think I just got something from, maybe it's here in the chat window. I'm still, you know... Here I am, a computer geek, and I still have trouble getting anything up here on the board. Again, who's going to be the first caller tonight? We only got 52 minutes left. But seriously, all the good talk. This is what I really think the government can do for us. Provide broadband access to every American. We can build cell towers everywhere and somehow encourage, I was a tax credit something, every American to get a computer or a handheld. And when we're all connected on the internet, when we're all free to talk and create and do things in this 21st century, we'll start making things again. We'll start teaching each other how to do things. I often sound kind of goofy here, and I understand that. In fact, I've often been termed the Limbaugh of the left. And, you know, maybe Rush and I do have something in common. We're both kind of boisterous. We're both kind of loud. But I guess that's where it stops. Because I don't think he's as smart as I am, to be perfectly frank about it. And if you've got an argument with that, why, it's 347-945-6713. I hope there's somebody out there listening to me tonight because I'm having a great old time sitting here doing it. But imagine the government doing another TVA kind of project, but instead of electrify, oh, I got a call coming in, and I got a feeling I know who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on with Norm. Go ahead, oh, 703.
Excellent. Norman Knight, it's really good to talk to you once again. I was looking at your topics for this evening, and I thought it was interesting that one of the topics you wanted to focus on was broadband access for the masses, and I don't quite understand why you seem to put emphasis that that's a good thing.
Why? Because if that's the sum total of human knowledge, pure and simple. A network society, especially in the 21st century, is a society that's going to start making things again. half the problem we have is that we keep talking about changing things for jobs that used to be, instead of providing people with the tools to invent jobs that will be. Point of fact, every freshman who entered college last September, over half of them are going to get jobs that haven't even been created yet. But we're not doing anything with our stimulus to create jobs for that new world. What we're doing is trying to recapture an old world. It doesn't exist anymore. We need to get over it. And we need to find new things to do.
I couldn't agree with you more that the so-called stimulus package is doing very little, if anything, to create new jobs. But I think it's interesting that the penetration of broadband into American society is, maybe 55-60% at this point?
Maybe.
And with that penetration, what percentage of that penetration is to the part of society that creates jobs or can create jobs?
I'm sorry, you broke up on my end. My connection's not the best. Could you just say that again, please?
So if the penetration into American society is 55 to 60%, what penetration percentage of that is into the part of our society that actually creates jobs or adds new knowledge to our culture, to our society?
Well, part of the problem is the way that we have created jobs. And if we can get broadband access to every American, much like rural electrification changed the face of rural America, though nobody wants to really admit that these days, we need something new like that. We need every kid in school to be able to go home, take his handheld out, and connect broadband or connect to the internet at speeds where something's done. Now, what's going to happen? I haven't the slightest idea what's going to happen. But I am of the opinion, build it and they will come.
Well, in general, I have to say that that particular position of build it and they will come is a recipe for disaster. However, I will also say
703. Hold out 1 second. Go ahead, 716. You're on with us both. 716. Are you there?
Here, Booge. What's the word?
Hey, the word is we're talking about broadband access. Didn't mean to cut you off, 703. Go right ahead. We'll bring 716 into the conversation. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, 703 here.
Go ahead, 703. You were talking.
Sorry, I missed the 716 comment, but I would like to say that as an adjunct to the broadband access for the masses, that it is so important that we provide worldwide access to information so that we don't further stratify our society into the information haves and have-nots. I think that
is... I agree 100%. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Absolutely. And that is what is causing a significant amount of the difficulties in the world today, because people are rebelling against the societies that have the riches that they can't access other than through portals such as the internet.
Well, I'm not going to dispute that worldwide. What I am worried about is an ex-coal miner in Appalachia who doesn't have a job anymore, not being able to access information, a laid-off auto worker, a laid-off almost anything. And there is no reason that this country can't make everything we walk into a Panera's.
Well, while it's important for those let's say disenfranchised folks to have access to our information, it is much more important for other societies and other parts of the world to have access to knowledge and access to cultural norms that we take for granted. And that is why we have the lack of that access is why there is terrorism in the world today. And it is critically important that we make knowledge available and worldwide access to information available. That is why we have problems in North Korea today. It's why we have problems in China today, and it is why we have Saudi Arabia and other Islamic nations giving rise to terrorism today.
Hey, I'm back here, folks, and I'm not sure if anybody's hearing me. I just have a horrendous cell phone connection, and I'm really, I apologize, 716 and 703. You had reached Norm. You know, I wish I had a call screener. I don't know what's going on, but I'm back online, and I really hope that you call back. To sum up, what we were talking about is providing broadband access to every single American and some kind of a device to provide that for them. If we're going to give tax credits, let's give tax credits for air cards. Let's give tax credits for research into how to bring everything converging from the laptop to a cell phone in my hand, or actually it's not even a cell phone anymore. Enough of all this old stuff. I want a new change for America. I want every individual to battle, or to battle, it's not a battle, to exist on an equal footing. As our caller had suggested, information is power. And if you don't have the means to access information, then I'm afraid that you're not going to have much power. And access the information you want. You know, you go in an American school today. I'll just talk about 9 through 12 schools. The only way you get broadband access to the schools, if you willing to block half the stuff that's out, that's not broadband access. That's almost censored radio. A person needs to be able to go access whatever they want. Then that's when they have access. Or they can get on their internet connection, and they can go anywhere they want. People provide, and it is also very important that you just not be a passive receptor of what's going on the internet. When, remember, radio itself is a two-way communication, but somehow when radio commercialized here in the United States, it ceased to be a two-way conversation and became indeed a one-way conversation. It is so critical that we do not allow that to happen to the internet. I feel pretty good that it's not going to happen. But everybody out there, you have to stop being a passive receptor of information, and we have to find ways to allow people to repack it, repackage it, remix it, I think the term that people are using, and to put that information back out there. We need to form network communities where we're beginning to use these same ideas. And we now have, and I guess this takes us into the subject that we were going to talk about before, and that is, or the second topic on Norm at Night, and that's the demise of newspapers. A newspaper, remember, and this is crucial, a newspaper is a form. It's not the information itself. I'm a big Rachel McLuhan fan, you know, when there's a medium is the message. That's true in many ways, and it's not true. What a newspaper does is not disappearing. What the newspaper way of doing it has become, how do you say, I don't want to say passé because it's different than that. It's no longer effective. There's so much information available out there, and it so many different ways that the form of a printed newspaper, it's dated before it comes off the press. And our life now is moving in such a way, we have so many sensory inputs that we have much more data for each individual to begin to form views of how the world exists. And we can contribute to that overall buzz that's out there. And yes, it's dizzying. It's absolutely dizzying. D-I-Z-Z-I-N-G. And it's utterly astounding. How do we package it? How do we bag it? How do we allow everyone to contribute? Well, the first thing we have to do is make it possible for everyone to contribute. The Telegraph changed newspapers really into what they are today. It allowed them to become dailies from monthlies and weeklies. It allowed them to produce their own stories rather than reprint each other's stories. Now, and there's lots of interesting things going on where current media companies are trying maintain control over the branding of the information. Like there's a TV channel here in Washington now, and I really get a big kick out of this. They talk to somebody on a cell phone, you know, and they call, well, our digital correspondent in Bowie, Maryland, well, how's the weather out? Well, yeah, it's all that little Monday, how's the weather, how's this, how's that? Well, how about if contributes to some kind of buoy place? I don't know. I don't know what form it's going to take, but I will guarantee you that if we simply allow people to have access, the forms will emerge out of it. Human beings are incredibly smart, creative, and imaginative, and we need to honor our passions, if you would. What are you in love with, and how does the internet let you do it? Why don't we start calling me? 347-945-6713. What would you do with broadband access every place you could go? How would it change your life? So why don't you give Norm a call? That's 347-945-6713. Because you know what? Norm's got a ton of bad habits. And why don't we just think about that to the American blues music? I'll be back on the other side of this song. If you want to call me while it's playing, just dial right in. 347-945-6713. Yeah, I got a lot of bad habits. I guess we all do, but I just safe music because not pod safe. Well, I can't play it on the show because if I could, I'd be playing a lot more Gogo Bordello. I'd be playing a lot more. And I don't know, I lost my connection again. Maybe it's the man. Maryland, who knows? You know, my nun in the second grade, I think. You know, this is an anti-commercial. You see all these wonderful Verizon commercials on television, you know, and the guy with his 50,000 little people. Well, I swear to God, there's nobody with me. That's the third time this phone just stopped servicing itself. I guess I'm anti-Verizon right now because, by God, I'm... Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Here we go. Here's my West Coast connection. How you doing?
Pretty good. Can you hear me? Had trouble getting on.
I don't have any echo at all. You know, we were.
Okay.
Oh, now actually I can hear me in the background a little bit. But I'm having such problems with the cell phone tonight, I just wanted to throw it right out the window.
Okay, well. Yeah,
you know, you see those little Verizon commercials with the 40,000 little people that run around? Well, I must be in one of the dead zones those people don't see. Yes, I am. Norm is foaming at the mouth right now. So if you like your Verizon service, you just give me a call, 347-945-6713, because I don't like mine right now. And I'll be glad to join in with you about it. And they charge me a blessed arm and a leg. Yes, I'm not too happy. But anyway, I vented that. So how widespread is broadband connections in Sacramento?
I've got AT&T. I can't tell you what they do, you know. And I don't use cell phones.
Okay.
I caught a little bit of your, you were starting to rant a little bit about the internet and the demise of the newspaper industry.
Yes, and I was hoping you'd call because you're the closest connection I have to the newspaper industry.
Yeah, it's getting more desperate. I don't know how many more are going to fold up. It looks like quite a few, I'm afraid.
But why is that? Why is the newspaper fading away?
Well, part of it is that they expected this to happen, but at a much slower pace. And what we're seeing is with the economy as it is, any business, the first, you know, when they get into financial problems, the first thing they do is cut their advertising budget. So we're getting that across the board. And, well, the other is, let's face it, the big revenue makers were classifieds, okay, among others. But classifieds, all of that has disappeared. That's all online. That's on Craigslist and wherever. The next would be automobiles. I don't have to tell you about that. And the other is real estate. So those were the three chief sources of profit. Actual sales through circulation that didn't even cover the printing, and the printing itself is another issue. You've got people who, well, let's face it, you know, yesterday's paper is today's waste. So you've got,
oh,
you know,
no,
it's a very it's a dirty business. You've got all this paper and ink and all the energy that it takes to make it. And, you know, it was, I think, a matter of time. It was 20 years ago we talked about the paperless office. We said, oh, no, we won't have to write things down and make Xerox copies and all the rest of it. And, in fact, we started printing out everything. I think we used more paper, and it was more expensive because we were using toner, you know. So... anyway, it you know, there's a lot of reasons too. I mean, there's even a, you know, let's say just politically, the conservatives are loving this. You know, they see the stock price of McClatchy and the New York Times and Gannett, and they just think this is wonderful. They can't wait for all the newspapers to fall. You know, the other is, of course, they're all burdened with enormous debt. McClatchy and Gannett being two good examples.
Where does all the debt come from?
Well, McClatchy bought Knight Ridder, couple of years ago, and that cost quite a lot of money. It was, I think, $4.5 billion, all of it borrowed, and they sold off quite a lot of it, and were able, now I think they've cut the debt down to about $2 billion. However, you know, it remains to be seen if they're going to be able to... see, they also absorbed all of Knight Ridder's debt. So they... At this point, you know, you can look at the McClatchy operation, and it still makes money. Okay? Even if they did nothing else, they will still make money. But that revenue is facing a decline, something like 20% a year. See, it's been whacked real hard just in the last 2 years.
Right, well,
so at this point,
like the Washington Post Company. Now, the Washington operating in the black.
Yeah, they're doing well.
A problem.
They're one of the few.
Well, but it's not because of their newspaper. The Washington Post Company, the newspaper, is a loser. The Washington Post Company is making its money because they own Kaplan Education.
Yeah, sure.
Now,
yeah, they're one of the few that is probably going to make it. I would say the New York Times is another. The New York Times, just due to, they also have a white knight. There was a Mexican billionaire that ponied up $2 billion to shore up their finances. So they'll survive. And then you have to consider the product, too. You know, the Washington Post, the New York Times, these are high-end papers, and they have an international base, you know.
Wait,
I can't say that's...
What's going to replace them?
Well, there are a lot
of... Going?
Yeah, there's been some interesting discussion on that. One thing that I hear people talk about a lot is the idea of newspapers becoming nonprofits. And
yeah, well,
by
all
that. Well, yeah, well. Yeah, exactly how that would happen, I'm not sure. I mean, it would take a consortium of journalists, artists, and all the rest to basically work at very low wages to keep this sort of thing going. Probably a lot of volunteers as well. It, you know, in a way it makes sense. And the other is, search engines. You know, I mean, you have search things like Twitter and a few other things like that.
Where
Twitter. You know, well, there are things now where you will be able, let's say you want your local news. You just punch in your zip code, and anything that happens within 10 miles of your home, whether it's a blog or whatever it is, all of that will be, you know, be accumulated for you, and then you'll have it on a page. And that will be your local news from now on. You know, there won't be a reporter out there to do this for you. We'll say,
so
like in my neighborhood.
Yeah, okay. So there's not a reporter out there to do it for you.
Right, right. That we can forget about. We won't have that anymore.
Okay, well, you can't let the whole country into the White House press room, for instance.
Yeah, that's, you know, there are going to be fewer reporters. We can be sure of that. So, you know, this is one idea. The other is this, that when these large papers go under, okay, it doesn't mean they're out of business. Now, think how many times the airlines have gone bankrupt. They just trade owners. Whoever owns the debt owns the company. So what will happen with McClatchy, for example, let's say they do go under.
Just hold it right there for 1 second. Remember, if you want to join in this discussion, you can reach us at 347-945-6713. We'd love to have you aboard with a former biggie from the Sacramento Bee on the line here. We got four lines open. Call right in. I think it was, I got that paper right?
Yeah. pretty much.
Okay.
So let's consider this. Let's take a company like McClatchy, and let's say it has no debt. It's now at this point it's going to be owned by a few banks and a number of individual investors too, but at that point you've got a business that has no debt, that is still profitable, and you're also in a position to, under bankruptcy reorganization, you can hand off your pension program to the government. You can renegotiate all your union contracts. I mean, on and on it goes. And you'll probably end up with a smaller but financially secure company at that point. And at some point, then you take it public and sell it off again. But
go ahead, 716. You're on with us. Join in the discussion. Pipe right in. 716, are you there?
I am here. Yes, I am.
And that's an old area code that Both and I both recognize that area code.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't have to worry about the Buffalo News too much. Warren Buffett owns that one. That used to be his little cash cow for a lot of years. I don't know if that's still true, though.
So do you read the Buffalo News there, 716?
No, I'm actually in Cleveland, Ohio right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm visiting Cleveland, Ohio sometime this May. I hear there's a great bar in Cleveland, Ohio with this bartender.
Yes, sir, and, I think I know him.
You know, I heard that he might be working the night before or two nights before his graduation. Is that true or not true, do you know?
That could be very true, and I heard he puts a little elbow in that pour.
Well, I know three people that just may stop in for a beer. I'm joking. This is like
there.
A Buffalo Fest here.
I know, it's going to be awesome.
How's the teaching business?
Teaching's good. I'm done with the high school this Friday, and then I got to go to an elementary school Monday, but...
And is it close by?
It's about 15 minutes away. Yeah, not too far.
Any more stories like the clouds? Every time I hear that story, I just, and everybody I tell just cracks up.
Yes, I do. I do.
We'll just leave that best left unsaid.
Okay.
So, in this topic, it look like for new education major graduates?
What does it look like?
Are there any jobs out there for you guys?
Oh, absolutely not. I'm going to have to move down south. No jobs here.
That's pretty funny. Well, you know, you always come to PG County.
Hey, I heard a lot of people that go down south for about 3-4 years and then come back up with some experience and you get hired a lot.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Newspaper's a thing of the past?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's all going to be electronic pretty soon.
So where do you get your news?
Well, we get USA Today free at school. The John Carroll prints out a newspaper, and we also get the Wall Street Journal free at school.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Do you do any blogging?
I'm not too into blogging. I mean, I don't know.
So what are you into?
What do
you
I want?
Or do you tweet? Tweet's the right verb, right?
I don't even know what a tweet is.
Go to twitter.com.
Oh, it's called a tweet if you Twitter.
Right.
Okay.
You can't call it a twit.
I don't know. I don't do it.
I think... you can actually, if you do go to twitter.com and sign up, make sure you turn BoojCon into a... become a follower of BoojCon.
What are you, a cult now?
I don't do it very often, but I've had quite a few
The cult of Norm.
You ever go on the Drudge Report?
Is Norm there?
That's a good question.
Yeah. So you're just getting ready to enter the education field, or?
Well, no, I'm actually a senior at John Carroll, and I've been student teaching for the past month and a half at a high school.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I will be, I'm transferring to an elementary school on Monday, so.
Oh, cool.
Graduating in May, so all right, here we go.
Yeah, I take some classes occasionally at the at a community college near. I'm retired now, so. But I would have, I don't know, some problems teaching kids. You know, how do I get enthusiastic? tell them stuff out there we're going to do.
Hey, I'm glad you guys kept talking. Thanks a lot. I don't know. I guess I picked the wrong cell phone company for out here in the Virginia woods.
Right.
I can't keep the sucker connected.
Too deep in the woods with that call, Booge.
Say that again?
You're too deep in the woods with that cult.
Oh, that cult. Cult or liaison. I mean, hey, you know what they're doing in the school I teach at today? They're refighting the Battle of Waterloo today.
The Waterloo,
oh.
Yeah, it's really kind of cool. You know, they got this big map and all these little workers. It's a real geek fest.
You know, the big painting in the house is a picture of, what the hell is his name? Delacroix? St. Napoleon crossing the St. Bernard Pass.
Oh,
a giant one. It's sitting in my living room right above the television. I love it. It's like, to me, it's the ultimate propaganda piece. I mean, and that's what it was made for, you know.
Okay, hey, 716. Are you in the bar now?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not in the bar right now.
Oh, that
cool
would
tomorrow.
Be.
Got to be responsible.
Yeah. Oh, so you don't work on Tuesdays, huh?
No, not on Tuesdays.
When do you work?
Usually the weekends, Friday or Saturday night. Just one day a week.
Hell, how do you get to pay? Those are the big tip nights. Don't they get mad?
They are the big tip nights. No, there's only like 5 people that work, and we just kind of switch it around.
So you have to hide under the bar any times lately?
No, not too bad. No, no knifings or anything like that.
You don't get any bouncer work then, huh?
No. Done with that.
Not your cup of tea. Not mine.
Not the cup of tea.
Hey, Colt, did we ever get bounced out of any places? I don't even remember.
Oh, we were asked to leave on occasion.
No, not us.
Remember, remember the barstool incident? I think I still claim you pushed me, but it may, you know, memories are a bit distant.
I don't
now.
Even
but
remember,
we were at Bullfeathers.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
fell off the bar stool, and it was a domino effect, and all the bar stools fell down in a row. Remember? Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And so yeah. I got up off
That's
the floor, and then.
Remember now.
And the bartender said, "You were just leaving, weren't you?" And yeah, I guess we are. That was. Yes. We weren't even loaded. Well,
I was probably only about 2 in the morning. Still had 2 hours
yeah.
to go.
Yeah,
fortunately, there was a bar about every 30 feet. So, you know, it wasn't like you had far to walk from one to, or
right.
stumble from one to the other.
What
so.
Time do they stay open till in Cleveland?
How are the one Cleveland?
Yeah, what's Ohio's closing time?
Last call is 2:15. Bar's closed at 2:30.
About an hour before. To the east in Big B.
Oh yeah, Buffalo's absurd.
Yeah, well, hey, if you get to New Orleans or on the Gulf Coast, a lot of those towns they're 24 hours.
Well, 24 hours at Niagara Street too.
They never close, you know.
Oh God, you know. Speaking of babes, you know, I was emptying some old boxes. I found a USCF Life Member Directory.
Oh God, yeah. Yeah, I was, something came up with that.
Are you a life member?
I can't. Oh, do you remember Ken Rogoff?
Yes.
Grandmaster?
Yes, he's a right-wing fanatic now.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the economy. Well, he's an economist, and he's at Harvard. You know, I wouldn't call him a right-wing fanatic, but you know, but yeah, he's conservative. Well, we need more conservatives. What can I tell you?
No. I'm sorry here. You know, everybody, oh, you know, Joe so-and-so, he's at Harvard, and Joe so-and-so, he's at Duke. They always got some fancy name for the school of business. We better go talk to these people, see how to get out of this.
Oh, he's on TV quite a bit now.
Guess what?
You see him on CNBC and Bloomberg.
Well, I don't have cable, so I got to go look at them on the internet. But you'll see all these guys. Why doesn't somebody just remember these other guys that got us in this mess?
Well, I wouldn't say. Say that about him. Well, he did have a position in the IMF. But that was quite a lot.
Oh, the IMF, there's a real progressive organization.
Yeah, I know they have their problems. I know some of the stuff they pulled over the years.
Well, you know, but I mean, I don't. You know, these guys, they had their shot, and they blew it. So let's throw them out. From the line. Guy who works on the line at Chevy does better balancing his budget at home than these guys do with the country. So why don't we give the guy from Chevy a chance?
Well,
sorry, there I go, my populist.
I didn't know where to start anyway.
Yeah, I know. Everybody wants. Hey, if you want to kick Norm in the teeth, although he doesn't have any more. 347-945-6713. Kick me hard enough, they may fly out.
You're kidding. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, they're all plastic.
Oh. How did that happen?
Not a tooth left. Huh? Something
happened. You have like
something happened to my jawbone, you know, and it, like, dissolved away, and all my teeth fell out.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a... Well, I spent a fortune. I mean, you know, between... I think all but four of them are capped now.
I know.
Right,
the real bad part. Mine were healthy. They just... My gum just fell apart.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And they...
Well,
I'm
running into that with the gum thing now, too, where they recede and... I don't know, what the hell am I supposed to do about that? I've had the surgery
about it. I got tired of, you know, throwing good money after bad.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they still look okay, but, you know.
Folks, I came up for the first time in 2 years today. I'm coaching again. I am having...
They let you back out on the field?
Yeah, I'm back out on the field coaching the girls' varsity this year.
Sweet Mary.
It is hilarious. I don't know. I don't know how to cope with no testosterone on the field.
Did you have to dust off the Whistler Lombardi hat or what?
Dust off the what?
They had that in a spray bottle?
No, well, you know, they got, oh, this girl made a pet. Put in my coffee in the morning. They all got a big kick out. That's the first normism they heard, and there's no telling how many more they're going to come. But
hey, I know.
Yeah, we're going to, you know, there's some really good players, and I'm just going to have great fun, except it's colder than, oh, God, remember Squeeze used to say colder than a cheetah ant.
On the wicked step.
But anyway, I thank you all for calling. I got about 3 minutes left, and, you know, I'm just going to end this thing tonight with one more rendition of this. The last time I'll ever play I've Got Some Bad Habits, folks. But this is going to take us to the close. Thank you all for calling, and I love you all, and thank you, Cleveland. Thank you, Sacramento. And I just have some bad habits. One of them, back here next week. And
okay, take
we're
care,
out of here, folks. Thanks, Colin, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks,
all right,
Cleveland. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you, Carl. Bye-bye. Country's got a lot of bad habits. We last bad habit right out of office. Go Blocks! Well, thank you, everybody that called tonight. 347-945-6713. Put that number up on your call board or wherever you keep your phone numbers. We'll see you next Tuesday night, 9 p.m. We'll go to about 10. We'll get rid of all our bad habits. We're just having great fun here. I had a great time here tonight with all the callers, all the listeners, everybody who's going to bring it up on an archive tomorrow. Thank you so much. I'm having great fun with Norman. Thank you. Love a bit, baby.